I'll start off by saying that the Gulf of Alaska shelf is a pretty complicated shelf. And it's complicated for a number of reasons. One is that the currents are pretty fast on the shelf, and they interact with a very complicated coastline and a very complicated bottom topography. This whole region has been torn up by tectonic processes and glaciers through geologic time. And as a consequence, it has a very complicated bathymetry. And so the flow is interacting with this bathymetry. And as a consequence, the flow itself is very complicated and spins off into smaller scale motions. And some of these smaller scale motions seem to be associated with what we may call biological hotspots. Okay, so regions in which the biological activity seems to be concentrated both in time and space, rather than being equally distributed over the entire shelf. So that's one appreciation we've come up with. Another appreciation that we've come up with is that the fresh water that's coming onto the ocean plays a dual role. On one hand, it keeps the phytoplankton up in the surface where they can grow. On the other hand, this fresh water is relatively poor in the major plant nutrients that are needed by the phytoplankton, so it has the potential to limit how much productivity may occur. One of the other things that has emerged, it appears that now that we're seeing a reasonably good correspondence between a major zooplankton species on this shelf, which is Neocalanus. It's a zooplankton that's used by juvenile pink salmon, and pink salmon are a major commercial fishery resource on the in the Gulf of Alaska. It now appears that in years in which we have a high abundance and biomass of Neocalanus in spring, they appear to translate into relatively high pink salmon returns the following year into the Gulf of Alaska.